We're now going to have our second scripture reading, which is going to be read to us by Charlie Montgomery.
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Okay, in the first talk that we did this morning, we learned that we had something wrong with us. Can anybody tell me again what it was we have wrong with us?
Sin.
Very good. Okay, and does God like sin?
Yeah.
No. I think we're going to have a word with Sunday school teachers. Does God like sin?
No.
Oh, I'm sure he can be a wee bit louder than that. Does God like sin? Very good. Okay. And we learned that God sent a child. And we're now going to learn what's so special about the child that God sent. Okay. Why doesn't everybody just wave a wee minute? Get out of your system. Okay. Can you see yourselves? Okay. Right. Okay. Now, look at me. Okay. Hands up if you like getting presents. You do you? Okay. And what sort of times in the years do we get presents? When do we get presents?
In Christmas.
In the summer, you get presents in the summer. I wish I was in your house. What other times do you get presents? Christmas is good, yeah? Your birthday time as well, we get presents. What are you getting for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas, should I say? Wow, that's a big list. What are you getting? A lollipop maker. Very good. I hope you get the weather for it. Yeah?
I'm getting dollies.
You're getting dollies. Very good. Yeah?
Doggy doos.
Doggy doos. What's that?
A dog that plays with a bow.
A what? A dog that plays with a bone, very good. Completely wasn't what I was picturing. Yeah. What do you want? A cat. Very good. You're getting a bike. Wow. Oh, you've already told me, yeah.
I'm going to get a toy car and a horse.
Wow, a horse. Very good. Okay, we'll have a couple from over here. What are you getting? An Animal Crossing, okay, very good, yeah.
A sausage dog,
very good, getting more and more exotic, yeah.
An Xbox,
yeah. An Xbox as well. Well, I have a present with me this morning, okay. And why is it whenever you need sellotape in the house, you can never find it? That's what I want to know. Your mommy has sellotape. Wrapping like that as well. Okay, well, we open the present and see what's inside. Will we? Does somebody want to come and give me a hand? Okay, I'll take you and you. I'll have you. Okay, let's have a look and see what's inside my box. Okay? Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. Another box. Okay, we have to open this as well. Let's see what. Okay, you can go and sit down again. Okay, you go and sit down. Don't wrap my box. Okay. Okay, let's see what I have in my box. I have coloring books. Do you like coloring books? Okay. I have crayons. No? I have maraca things. I have sweets. Popular choice. I have cars. Okay. Let me see what else is on here. I have bubbles. As well. And I also have bouncy balls. Everybody enjoys getting presents. But I want to tell you this morning that God gave us the best present that we could ever have. It tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have the gift of eternal life." It tells us in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." You see, the reality this morning, boys and girls and moms and dads, is that we have a debt that we cannot pay ourselves. Somebody has to pay the price for the sins that we have committed. And we can't do this by ourselves. But because God loved us so much, he sent his one and only Son to die on the cross so that we might have the gift of eternal life. He took our sins on his body and paid the price that we could never pay. But it's not enough just to know that Jesus died on the cross. And we're going to learn a wee bit more about that later on in the service. We're now going to worship God with our offerings. Your offerings will now be received. We have a Savior, the youth choir is going to sing. Thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. We just ask, Father, that you will accept these gifts as a token of our appreciation for all that you have done for us. And we ask that you will bless them and use them for the furtherance of your work, both here in this place and further afield. In your name I pray, amen. We're now going to stand to worship God by singing from Mission Praise number 597, Silent Night. Going to have another poem, Don't Forget Jesus, which is going to be read by Callum, Adam M, Matthew, Adam W, Sam, and Colby.
Don't forget Jesus.
Christmas is a special time to reflect on Jesus Christ. The wonder of his lowly birth brings meaning to our lives.
There really is no other reason we celebrate this day, the birth of God's precious Son and the life he willingly gave.
But so much seems to distract us in the busyness of our lives. We lose our focus in all the happenings, not knowing we leave out Christ.
We lose sight of the true meaning as we endlessly rush about, trying to find that perfect gift seemed to cloud our Saviour out.
We need to stop and reflect a while, remembering our precious Lord, his birth,
his life and sacrifice, and all I stand for.
For though the world may celebrate, it seems though for other reasons, let's keep in mind that Jesus Christ is the true meaning of the season.
The children's choir are going to come again and sing It's Christmas Time.